Analysis of transportation requirements. Transportation requirements are driven by the demand forecast and demand management activities. Sales strategy. The product family demand forecast, plus estimates of average quantities per order and order frequency, will provide the average shipments per period. An analysis of the average distance of a customer from an average DCU will provide data on the average transportation distance for a given mode. These elements can then be combined to determine an aggregate transportation requirement for a network. This requirement will need to be broken down into requirements per mode, and then the average rate per mode can be applied to estimate costs. Often these are grouped in primary transport, for example, line haul / main leg, and secondary transport, for example, last mile / local delivery segments. Secondary transport for the road modality may also include stem and drop distances that can be separately calculated. At a more detailed level of planning, specific transportation lanes along with lane volumes can be assessed based on the demand forecast for a specific product family. According to Supply Chain Construction by William T. Walker, the place to start is to gather the requirements for the highest volume product family first, and then consider other product families. In an existing network, the requirements for a new product family might also be prioritized. Both the aggregate and more detailed calculations will need to estimate the proportion of journeys that will transport TL or FCL, entire contents devoted to a single shipper's cargo, versus LTL or LCL loads, since this will heavily impact total transportation requirements. Similar full or partial loads for rail, barge, and so on can also be calculated.